I'm glad we're together, especially today. I'm glad we're together, and that's what this reflection is about. But this week there was a painful rupturing of that in Boston at the marathon, and it's in our consciousness, I'm sure. And maybe that pain and ache is indeed in your neighborhood or in your family. And so right now, with all others, I pray with you and hold you. Hold you as best I can, as others do as well, sharing this time. As we do, each from our own place and both from our deep hearts. I was flying back to New York and on an airplane that had monitors, and one of the other people in the area near me alerted me that there was something going on the news channel on CNN. Immediately, the visuals were terrifying and striking. Two of us were observers, not present there. But I was struck by those who were present there and then there were commentaries on it later, who were first running from the site that then returned and were there with those who were injured. They came back. They returned. They left immediately, deep within their hearts, I'm sure, and their activity was the courage to care, to reach out, to come back to the wounded. Today, on this Sunday, you and I, if you've gathered in a church somewhere, this was read in the chapel today and has been read all over the world today. It's from John's Gospel 10:27-30. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. We hear Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, who reaches out to us through, and the Father who reaches out to us through the Shepherd, and that no one can take us out. It's in, I think, that deep sense that we're able to open our hearts in quiet reflection now. As we recall here, sometimes Francis says, to create within us a place where God might dwell, to open up our hearts and let the God's great courage, God's great care to take root within our hearts today for those who are suffering here and everywhere. To acknowledge that though we might listen to this podcast by ourselves, that you might be somewhere alone, that we are never fully alone, that we're cared for, and our hearts want to open up. We want to run back to, we want to have the courage to reach back to others ourselves. Practice is true in all religious traditions, and as there is turmoil between people of different faiths, it seems more and more to me that it's important for us to return to what practice is. And let me name briefly just three movements of practice. As we sit here in the first one, possibly, which is often called reflection or sitting or meditation or contemplation, developing a contemplative attitude, listening, a listening heart, a heart open. Practice of sitting and quieting and listening to the quiet, and then they're listening in a fuller heart to love. Some people have a word that helps them open their hearts to clear their heart to be ready and waiting for the one who is love. And with a regular practice of meditation or sitting or contemplation, we know we might experience, we're told, that our hearts open, that we become more compassionate and capable of care. We become more courageous for others in the world around us. And so the practice of care, compassionate service, we might say, reaching out to others becomes our practice. Becomes a regular part of what we're doing here. As you and I have gathered in this reflection, we've drawn aside into quiet. You're kind enough to listen to me. Just try to, in faulting ways, open a few reflections from the world we're in and its pain and suffering that was in Boston and other places in Texas the week, your own heart. Someone sat beside me today at Mass in the chapel, telling us of a mother who was probably dying at the very moment we're celebrating Eucharist. And Jesus, in the midst of that, calls out to us and says, "My sheep hear my voice. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. I know me. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand." What a constancy, what a encouragement, what a promise. And as we listen in meditation, as we sit in our own way of quieting, whatever the wisdom text or path or quiet that opens our hearts to compassion, we want to reach out. Service springs from that heart, not from only our head or thought or the need that springs from page, but from our heart. We know the world, individuals, others in the community need our compassionate care, our courage to reach out, to return to them where they're hurting. And then for us who are Christian and others as well, there's good news to make known. And in some ways, that's what I'm attempting to do today, to help us hear the hope, the light that breaks in on darkness, the proclamation of the truth that there is one who would never leave us, who always holds us. And so simple movements, possibly, that you might consider as we've now entered into this reflection. You might take a little more time in quiet, we would say on your own, but with a world that wants to listen, wants to open its heart. So risk doing that now or other times during this day, or we would say daily practice. Practice listening. And in that meditative way, let your heart open to compassionate service, the movement of our hearts out to the world and to particular and others around us who need us, and the ability and in hearing love and reaching out proclaim hope, that light indeed is victorious over darkness, love over hate and violence. My friends, as we sit in a difficult time, and time always seems to be that, but notably in different moments or weeks or days, it raises to tumult and violence and blasts of anger or hate or whatever it might have been that motivated, we hear this motivation of God's love, of the Good Shepherd, of his voice, with his arms reaching to us, with his holding us so that we would begin to hold others more deeply in care and compassion and let them know of that good news. Thank you for taking time with me, and thank you for the richness of these times that we've had together. Greg and I are grateful that we're able to circle up now and gather each other in and break out of places of loneliness, whatever it would be that would have us hold back. In the old radio days, we talked about this as tuning in, clarity of voice, and good news from the gospel. My sisters and brothers, in the midst of all of this, there's good news today. Listen to your heart. Run back. Reach out. Hold those in need and tell them of the Good Shepherd who cares for them and will never, ever let you or I or them ever let them go. Love and God's peace to you right now. Let your quiet heart open. Listen well, for love is speaking to you now.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.